Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, something terrible is going on. The teachers and Mr. Jim are all acting very strange. He even wants to shut down HQ. There has got to be something going on, and Jaden and Ava are going to be the ones to figure it out. Let's see what happens next. Ava and Jaden both arrived at Spyology Squad HQ at the same time and immediately started investigating more about that emotion liberosis that Mr. Jim had been talking about. "Hey, Jaden, can you read that definition again?" said Ava. "Yeah, sure. It says the desire to care less about things." "Well, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's going on with the teachers and Mr. Jim, because the teachers don't care about school anymore. They've canceled school, and Mr. Jim doesn't care about Spyology Squad. He wants to shut it down. Oh, dear." "Yeah, how in the world could it even be affecting Mr. Jim?" said Jaden. "I don't know, but Jaden, remember how when we were at the chocolate factory and they were talking about, you know, chocolate has that thing that makes happiness. Do you remember what it was called?" asked Ava. "A tryptophan," said Jaden. "And I learned after eating 4 bags of chocolate that there's no amount of tryptophan that can counteract eating 4 bags of chocolate. I think I ran out of happiness and it turned into something else." "I could have told you that before you ate 4 bags of chocolate," said Ava. "But what if there's something wrong with the chocolate bar? Like, remember all those coupons we got, and didn't we give one to Mr. Jim?"
"We did," said Jaden.
"That's a great idea. I think there's some more chocolate bars around here. Let's run an analysis on that." "Jaden, you're really good at chemistry. Could you do the analysis on this chocolate bar? I'm going to grab my jetpack and see if I can find the factory where that chocolate bar was made," said Ava. "Yes, I will pull out the chemistry kit and get working immediately," said Jaden. Ava checked the back of the chocolate bar and it had an address of the factory. "Oh, great. It's not even that far away," said Ava. "All right, well, I'm going to go check the factory and just keep your walkie-talkie close. I'll reach out when I need you." "Okay, see you later, Ava," waved Jaden as Ava flew out the door. Jaden started testing. He had this amazing chemistry kit that had all these test tubes and beakers and formulas, and it was very impressive looking. I'm not exactly sure what was going on, but Jaden, he knew exactly what he was doing. He cut up the chocolate into different pieces and dropped them into these different beakers. It's like he was trying to mix them up and to separate the different ingredients that were in that chocolate bar. "All right, now everything is all set up. Now you just gotta wait and see what happens with all this reverse engineering," said Jaden. At this point, there was nothing else he could do except wait about an hour for the results to come off from all that analysis. Meanwhile, Ava was flying over towards that address that was on the back of that chocolate bar. She was hoping that the factory would, I don't know, provide some kind of answers, or maybe it was just all a big mistake. Or maybe they were totally wrong and it has nothing to do with the chocolate bar.
"You will arrive at your destination in 10 seconds on the right."
That was the voice of her GPS that was bringing her to this address. And as she arrived, it did not look like what she was expecting. "What in the world is this place?" said Ava. "It doesn't even look like it's open. All the windows are boarded shut, and the door is busted open." She flew down closer to take a look inside. "It's completely empty. This can't be right."
"Shh, Jaden, can you confirm that address again for me on that chocolate bar? Is it 35 Lake Street? Over."
"Shh."
"Yeah, I'm looking at the bar right now," said Jaden. "Yep, 35 Lake Street. That's it."
"Well, that can't be right because I'm standing at 35 Lake Street and this building is completely empty. It's definitely not a chocolate factory and it doesn't even look like it's ever been one before."
"Shh,
that is super weird," said Jaden. "It's gotta be like a fake address or something.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, said Ava. How's all your tests going? Have you found anything out about that chocolate bar?
Shh. Yeah, the report, it just came off now. It says there's zero tryptophan in this chocolate, which is super strange. That's the, you know, tryptophan is that amino acid that's supposed to be in chocolate that gives us that happy feeling. But there's none of that in here. And there's some kind of unknown amino acid. It's like someone switched out the tryptophan for something else. I don't know what it is yet, but my hypothesis is that it's linked to that liberosis emotion.
Shh. Holy smokes, said Ava. Well, that's insane, but it kind of points us to just the chocolate bar. So, all right, I'm going to fly to the grocery store and see if I can follow the delivery truck back to wherever it's getting all this chocolate. That's a great idea, Ava. I'm going to go check on Mr. Jim and see if he's feeling any better, or maybe we can come up with some kind of antidote. Let me know what you find over there. Over and out.
Shh. Ava put her jetpack on and blasted off to head to that grocery store to see if there was a delivery truck that she could follow. As she was flying, it was starting to get a little darker, but up ahead, there it was. There was some kind of delivery truck that was leaving the grocery store. She wanted to see what it said on the side of the truck. Maybe it was the same name as the chocolate bar, but it was too dark. So she reached into her pack and pulled out her night vision goggles. There, I can see a lot better now, said Ava. And yep, that's exactly the same name as the chocolate bar. I guess I'm following that truck. As the truck pulled out of the parking lot, she followed close behind. The truck started driving towards the mountains and was winding down this old dirt road up a mountain that she had never flown over that direction. But she watched as it entered a cave with some kind of purple writing on the side of the mountain. Outside the mountain was even... That's a greenhouse, said Ava. It even looks like the same kind of greenhouse that chocolate factory had that we saw yesterday. She saw the door to the greenhouse start to open and she darted behind a tree and out walked.
It's a purple ninja, Ava said to herself. They must be the ones behind it all. Shh, Jaden, I need you to meet me here. I'll send you the location. I just followed the truck all the way here and there's purple ninjas in some kind of greenhouse and I'm pretty sure this is where they're making the chocolate.
Shh, okay, I'll be right there, said Jaden. Mr. Jim won't open his door and he doesn't want any help. He really wants to shut down HQ. But I think I found a way to get rid of that liberosis. I'll be there ASAP. Over and out.
Shh.
It took only a few minutes before Jaden arrived next to Ava. They were able to sneak inside the greenhouse without any of the purple ninjas noticing.
Holy smokes. Look at all these cocoa trees, said Ava.
Inside this greenhouse, the purple ninjas had grown almost like an entire forest of cocoa trees.
Hey, aren't those purple things
the pods that have all those slimy beans inside? Said Jaden.
Yes, you're right. Let's grab as many as we can and get out of here.
Ava and Jaden were able to grab 48 pods that filled up their packs, and they blasted off back towards HQ just in time. Because there was somebody walking in the back door.
Purple ninjas, come here now. Where are all of my beautiful purple pods?
I don't know. They were just here. I was just here a second ago.
This can't be true. Those were our last pods. We don't have any more seeds to make more of this chocolate. Purple ninjas, what have you done? No!
Jaden and Ava were able to fly back to HQ and develop an antidote for Mr. Jim and all their teachers from those purple pods. Later that day, Mr. Jim stopped by HQ.
Ava, Jaden, thank you so much for helping me. I don't know what was going on, but I did not feel right.
We're so glad to have you back, said Jaden.
I'm glad to be back. That was a really big emotion, that liberosis, and thank you for not giving up on me. I know I didn't make it easy.
You're welcome, Mr. Jim, said Ava. Us spies, we gotta stick together. There's never a time when we ever give up on somebody.
Jaden, what are you doing over there? Anybody want some more chocolate? Asked Jaden.
Are you serious? Said Ava. After everything we've been through? Oh, don't worry. It's not the Purple Ninja flavor. It's regular, good old chocolate.
Oh, Jaden, said Mr. Jim. I think we need to find you a new snack.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.